The Kelnira made a final check of the warriors cramped together in the wagon bed. Most were able to sit upright, at least so long as they propped themselves against their fellows. The last she came to was a man who had lost his right eye and much of the flesh around it. She ran her fingers over his bandages. "How is the pain?"
"Bearable."
But only just, yet it was too soon to give him another draught of poppy syrup. She drew her hand across his forehead, saw it smooth, and his remaining eye close, then lowered herself out of the wagon. "The two with concussion will need close watching," she told her apprentices. The girls acknowledged her instructions and climbed up to finish settling the injured men. Steadying herself against the cart's wicker side, the Kelnira tried to rub the sting of sweat and exhaustion from her eyes. At the far end of the field rattled another wagon, this one carrying corpses that added to the pyres that veiled the late afternoon sunlight with their smoke. The battlefield wavered a moment in her vision, the landscape spiked with arrow shafts and broken spears. Among the bodies that still littered the ground, the sole signs of life were the carrion crows, intent on their work. The Kelnira reached out with her mind, hoping to sense even a single flicker of life among the fallen. She touched only emptiness, save for a lingering restlessness of spirit. "Oh, mothers beyond, give them good welcome," she prayed, and traced a sign of release in the air. A sighing wind brushed by, stirring the strands of hair that had loosened from her braids. She could spare no further thought for the dead. There were living, suffering men who had a stronger claim on her attention. There always were, and no end to them in sight. One of the field surgeons cleared his throat.
"Lady, does the House of Healing have room for so many?"
Behind him, another cart, bearing wounded men, trundled westward to make its way past the vine-cloaked hills at the edge of the field. The vineyards were untended now. The cottages nestled among the hillside terraces, deserted. The people fled from the scene of battle. The Kelnira rolled the stiffness out of her shoulders as she considered. "The nearest house can take no more, but you cannot care for more men in camp, either." She gestured toward the warriors in the wagon. "These are not so badly injured as some of the others and can withstand more travel. We shall take them across the river to the sanctuary. The House of Healing there will have places for them."